Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again. It's Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and you wherever you are and whatever you're going through and whatever time it is in your life. Just remind you that God still lives. God still lives. As long as he lives, we can see tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow is in Christ Jesus. He is the one to help us and keep us. And, oh, he's the one that bless us and give us our being. Now, Father, we thank you, oh God, for being with us tonight, those that are calling in, wherever they might be. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that be viewing this broadcast, oh God, in the future, that you will bless them. Oh God, being a healer and a guider and a help to all of their children and family at this time, wherever it might be, in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Those of you that's viewing for the first time or those that coming in, the subject is transition. Transition, amen, is a mean of relocation, or it means to move from one place to another. To move from one place to another. We move from one place to another. Amen. We are transitioning. Amen. This is what we are discussing at this time in this broadcast. We're talking about transitioning. Amen. Moving on. And that's what God, amen, has for his people. Jesus said, go into all the world. He said, he'll be with us. Wherever we're going, whatever we're involved in, the Lord told us to go. Amen. And that's a powerful word. Knowing that, he said he'd be with us. He'd be with us. Amen. Always to the end of the world. Amen. Those of you, amen, you can, we always come together. We have scriptures and backgrounds. Sometimes we, those that have songs and hymns and whatever you like to say or do, because it's a part of the show. At the bottom of the show is your time. Your time to express yourself. You might have a questions or comments, amen, that you might never hear, amen, throughout the day or tomorrow. But you've been seeking answers. And many, amen, these shows sometime, amen, will come up with a comment and it really help click your understanding on a subject. Amen. You can find us on your computer. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/jciministries.org. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/jciministries. Amen. You can look at Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. It's all well as well. If you want to go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Amen. You can look us up on the website. Go to our website. You go to the bottom of the page. You'll find that we're on Sundays. We have a Facebook broadcast as well, of a live show. And we have recordings of other shows. Amen. And also, when you go to Blog Talk on your computer, you can view the broadcasts that over 5 or 6 years, amen, all different type of subjects, amen, hear comments and remarks from others, amen, in the Lord and at the Lord or just beginning, amen. But it's just designed to have you in mind. It's designed, amen, that we can come together. And the book of Matthew said, I'm sorry, the book of Proverbs says, 27:17. A proverb say, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. With a a brother tried to encourage his brother, amen, give you more insight. We're helping one another. We help us one to another. Amen. Proverbs also said in 24 and 6, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. A multitude of counselors, 24 and 6, there is safety. So you have two or three people discussing a subject, amen, and we just want something like Bible study, but we never meet each other face to face, but you can bring up information, amen, and you feel safe in that your decision is not totally, amen, on what you trying to do. Because many times it just be lack of information. You know, if you ever got in a situation where you want to make a right, right turn, a left turn, and you're really hesitating because you're not sure about the information you have, amen, you don't know what kind of research, but you kind of did it yourself. So when you have two or three people discussing a situation, amen, they are in your favor. We have to put that in the equation that they are for you. Amen. You know that you have an enemy and you know them. They're not really for your success. And you wouldn't go to them and ask their opinion. Amen. But you try to place yourself around many times in your circle, of association. Men and women that, you know, they're trying to help you. And you help them if it's possible. Amen. So we thank God tonight, today, wherever you might be. And we're looking at transition. It's a part of repentance in a way because one of the greatest doctrines, amen, is repent. It's a repent. When you first come into Christ, amen, you hear the gospel, amen, And it's about the word of God, the story about Jesus, the story about God saving the world, the story about God helping the people that he loved. Because in the beginning, God created. Amen. It's a story from Genesis to Revelation concerning about how God restoring his people back to him. Amen. Once you hear the story that God loved you regardless, before you was born, in the book of Romans, before you was born, amen, God loved you. He died for your sins before you even know you was wrong about how you was living. God died for you. Amen. And then it was down to information. Information. Amen. God is the God of information. God is the God of information. You hear it all the time. Amen. God is about information. And he's because he's the word. Communication. And that's how you begin to get, amen, in the family of Christ. Amen. Because you heard, amen, that God loved you. He cared for you. He forgave you of your sins, even though you didn't know nothing was about. You didn't even know what was doing. You was taught. You was brought up. Amen. And your activities and your social avenues. But then Jesus came along through someone, explained to you that God loved you. He doesn't care about your, he doesn't care about how you was born or what family you're in, what language you speak, what job you have, how tall you are, what kind of weight you have, and friends or family, whatever. He loved you. And he loves you regardless, unconditional. He just loved you. Amen. If you accept his information, accept him, amen, and Jesus, amen, his son, died for you, gave a sacrifice. He gave a sacrifice for your life, a payment. He paid God for you. He paid God and accept you back. He made a payment. Like, you know, when you get on a train, an airplane, amen, anything, there's always a payment. As the world circles around, amen, buying and selling. Amen. There's a payment made, purchase. Christ purchased your life. Amen. Back to him. And why he do that? Because in the beginning of time, in Genesis, amen, God purchased Adam and Eve's life. Amen. And a sacrifice was made. amen, through an animal, and a skin was made, animal, in the Garden of Eden, amen. So there always have been a payment, always have been a payment, down through the Old Testament, when you begin to read and study, that's a part of your walk as a Christian, learning all your history and background. Yes, you can learn about your natural life, amen, but the more, amen, confidence you have in the new life that you're going to, because, amen, it's about eternal life. It's about eternal life. The church is about life after you die. The church is, maybe make it simple, after you leave here spiritually, amen, your spirit leave your body, it's about living again. That's what the church number one job is, to make sure you have eternal life. And how to keep your eternal life is step two, learning the Bible, learning what you have, studying it out, and be careful, because God wants you to help others. That's why you're here. He wants you to help other people, amen, come into the new life, the new life. And into that new life, amen, you learn that you have to turn away from some teaching, amen, that involve in worshiping and dedicating yourself to idol worship, to idolatry, gods, fallen gods, angels and demons and evil speaking, amen, all those spirits, amen. You become to understand, amen, you was governed and ruled by a lot of things that you didn't know. You just took for granted. You was in that world. But once you come and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, through the information that God loves you, regardless, amen, and you're looking for eternal life, amen, and once you accept him to be baptized in water, amen, that water give you a transition, that water. Make a note, there are many, not only fallen religion, false teachers, occult groups, amen. If you ever notice, they believe in sacrificing animals, sometimes people, amen. And they also have a ritual, amen, and baptizing people in water, washing them with water, submerge them under water, and it's a part of that new life transitioning. But they come up out of that water. They go into a new life spiritually, and they must identify themselves. They've been taught to identify themselves. Now you're walking into whatever teaching that they're teaching you about, whatever religion, whatever cult group, or whatever your lifestyle is supposed to be. Baptism, amen, is a part of that moving on, transitioning from one life to another. It's a spiritual death. It's recognized as a spiritual death. Jesus did it, amen, as Peter was talking about, amen. The world was baptized through the flood, amen. God washed away all kind of evil and things during the flood. And he was disappointed. God repented that he made man, because man had fallen under the influence of a fallen angel. Temptation is one of man's biggest problems. And the enemy used that. Tempting. He catch you in your weakest part. Now during this virus and during these economic conditions and things that thrust itself upon the world. But Jesus told us about it, walls and rumors of walls, races and people and fighting, want to fight, amen, and earthquakes, people without homes, floods, people without homes and jobs, and fires coming in, washing out cities, amen. Then if you find yourself, might have to be relocated. Some of you might know what it means to go stay in family members. Some of you might know what it means to stay in a hotel or some type of camps for a while. Or you know friends and relatives. Amen. And they had to make a transition. They had to move on. amen, for a while, they know they couldn't go back. Amen. And many of you have economic condition. You know it's not going to be that way like it used to be. But once you become in Christ, you were volunteered, made some changes. Amen. Apostle Paul said once in the book of Corinthians, amen, that he found himself, whatever state he was in, he learned. In Philippians, he learned whatever state he is to be, abased or abound. He learned to be satisfied. If he had or he didn't have personal help, personal food or clothing, he learned. He learned. He learned how to adapt himself. Amen. So we now have to, in this age and time that Jesus spoke of in the Bible, about the last days, about all these things going to come upon the land. Amen. You might have to learn how. And being a Christian, you had learned how to turn loose things. If I can use that terminology, you learn how to let things go. That, you know, you couldn't be around friends and families that was against the teaching of God, against the teaching of Jesus. Amen. Paul said, come out from among them, touch not, handle not unclean things. Amen. You will learn, amen, that there were some things that in some places you shouldn't go anymore. Amen. Because of the fact that it not only harms you, but it harms your spirit. Amen. So we're talking about moving on, and we're talking about how to adjust in this session. Amen. That's the part, step two of your salvation. How to adapt. How to be comfortable in a new environment, you might say. And those of you that's in Christ, you know, some of you might have had to change jobs. Some of you might have to change jobs. Amen. I had worked with the school with an individual. Amen. We had knew each other from different places, and we had relocated in the same city. And we met each other, studied marketing. And he said, well, you know, I accepted Christ, and, you know, we discussed things. And he said, you know, I work in a place, amen, where I go in and set up the clubs. I sell cigarettes. You know, either I give out cigarettes for certain big singers and different things and involved. I don't know how, amen, if I quit this job, amen, I'm in a decision. I got to make a decision, amen, because I'll be around all of this, amen, and it fights my spirit and it bothers me, amen. We prayed together and talked about it, amen. If you do anything for the sake of Christ, amen, and you know, amen, that's your old lifestyle. You know, that's the old way. Amen. You know, it leads into a lot of temptation and faults. Amen. And cautions. Amen. You know, you had to come out of that. There are many people had made that transition. They had to move on to another career or move on to another environment. Amen. With the same career. Amen. Some are still trying to work in. Amen. Those type of jobs and career. And it fights their spirit. And it fights their, you know, it brings fear, frustration, worry into your spirit and your life. Amen. But you know you have to come out of that. You know you have to come out of that. Amen. That's a part of repentance. Amen. If you are being in a place where you have to lie to make sales, amen. Be in a place where you have to do things to make contracts. Amen. And that's there. Amen. You have to do things. Amen. Against the word of God, against your spirit. Amen. And that's a part of Christianity. People use you. They talk against you. Amen. If you are involved in those things. Amen. And this is what needs to be discussed sometimes. Amen. How can I continue? Amen. Being a part in gambling, being a part in stealing, being a part in lying, being a part of you know, whatever it takes to make a living, now I'm in Christ. Now I'm in Christ. And you got to move from one area to another. You got to pass from one situation to another in Christ Jesus. And can the Lord help me? Can the Lord help me? Many of you had made that transition. Many of you had moved on. Amen. Some of them had to move out. Different things that be involved in the association. Amen. Jesus made a comment, and he was telling a parable, amen, about the man was taking care of the rich man, and also a man was taking care of the king's property, amen. And make a long story short, amen, Jesus told him we have to learn how to associate with people, but not really being part of their lifestyle. And you know, he'd say, well, you know, the children of darkness is, amen, is more smarter than children of light, because we have to learn how to associate, amen, with the world, but you don't have to be, eat with them, lay with them, when in your time out, amen, you don't have to go around to their churches, to their, just to show them that you're a friend. No, you live in this world. Jesus saved us to be in this world. Amen. We're not going to leave this world. Amen. Jesus is not going to take us out of this world. He said in the book of St. John, the 17th chapter, amen, we're not going to leave this world. Once you get saved, amen, he prayed. He prayed. He says, you know, this gospel called us, the gospel according to John, the 17th chapter, amen, in the 15th verse, he said, I pray not that the world, that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. So I know all of us get to come to Christ and be so happy, amen, we'd be so excited, amen, by Christ, and but you got a new life. God forgave you. And that's important. When God forgive you, amen, he helped you forgive your brother. You got to go back and forgive your brother. That's a part of it, of the Christian walk. That's a part of Christianity. We forgive, and, you know, that people will forgive us. But you got to forgive. If they don't forgive, write them a letter. Call them on the phone. Do your best to try, because that holds power on you. What kind of power? It holds your memory. It holds your conscience. Every time you think about something, their name or their face flash, amen, you got to just let it go. Say, God, forgive me. Let me call the person. Let me write them a letter. Amen. Things does happen, even day with all these floods. Amen. Some insurance companies have turned their back, amen, on the flood. Flood insurance. Hurricane insurance. Fires. They find these lawyers and companies trying to find a way, amen, to get out of making payments. And some of them had drug it along, haven't made payments yet. But you can't hold that in your mind. You got to kind of do the best you can with a situation, shake it off, amen, tell God about it, and do the best you can, amen. You have to do what you can possibly, amen, do to move on. You can't just, amen, we are moving all the time. That's why Jesus said go. Spiritually and naturally, amen, we always on the go. Go what? Go telling people about Christ. Amen, showing a new life. Amen, sometimes it means that, amen, we have to make a new life. Amen, in Christ. Amen. So there are many of us, many of you, amen, that's had to change jobs, or living and working on a job, amen, where you're dealing with people all day long, phone calls, whatever, rubbing shoulder with people of different faith, amen, they're challenging you. How can you move on? What can you do? That's where we at. That's where we are, amen, dealing with this subject, amen, transitioning, moving. The word says transitioning, the definition, a passing from one condition, place, etc., to another. Amen. We have to learn how Paul said, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. You're beholding. Amen. They're going to come new after a while. Your appetite for the situation you used to be, amen, you lost the appetite. Amen. You have a desire. Amen. You sit down, maybe you sit down and eat a whole gallon of ice cream. And now you don't want a whole gallon of ice cream no more. Maybe you have a gallon. Eat popcorn. Amen. Whatever it might be, amen, that you were so hung up on. Amen. It was a desire. It was your part. You set aside. But if you don't turn loose a lot of things, amen, the Holy Spirit will let you know. Amen. Don't count the Holy Spirit out. He's a teacher. Say, no, you don't need to eat all. That's bad for your health. Amen. Or you get upset that you can't have what you used to have. Amen. You used to go all out. Amen. But now the place done burned all up. Fire done came through and burned the whole town down. Now you can't go no place. Amen. The flood came through and washed away all the bowling alleys and all the churches and all the malls. Amen. Now you find yourself, amen, how can I serve God? Or where can I go shopping? Amen. God is in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Jesus said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. Amen. Amen. We got to focus on, always focus on what God promised you. Amen. He'll be with you and you're changing. He'll be with you and your age. Some of you have been with Christ 10, 15 years, 20 years. Jesus said, I'll be with you. Sometimes people get tired of being around with you 5 or 6 years, 2 years. Amen. They get tired of being with you. You know, God, Jesus said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. Amen. So as you're moving now, and we're moving through this pandemic, and we're moving through all the different changes in life sometimes, all the things that are happening, amen, there's nothing new. Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Not only say there's a time for everything. Amen. You might be in a time. You might be in a time. Amen. We need to talk about it. But you're not the only one been there. Many more went on before you. Paul said a great cloud of witnesses that been on before us. Amen. But they made it. But they made it. We as Christians and men and women, you know how to adapt. You know how to adapt. One time we talked about the sparrow, the faith of a sparrow, birds, how God feed them. They move around from place to place. Amen. They don't have all the tools and talents that you have, but God has given them a built-in sense and know how to navigate around the world. Amen. They get their food. They get their clothing. Amen, and they move from one place to another. But you are more smarter than a sparrow. Amen, you made in the like and the knowledge of God. And that's where sometimes the enemy take advantage of us. Amen, that's why so many false prophets, so many false teachers, Jesus warned us about. Jesus said there will be many deceivers, many. There's so much information out there. But if you try the Spirit, if you try the Word of God, Jeremiah 17 says, if you try, just like a partridge set on an egg, amen, God watch you. God watch you. Amen. Even back in the, amen, he said, like a partridge set on an egg, he said, I watch you. And after a while, and be keep the Holy Spirit saying, no, don't do that, don't do that. And after a while, you do it. Amen. And God turned up his hand, oh, go ahead. I tried everything I can to stop you. Amen. In the book of Revelation, those churches, amen, you'll notice how God work. Amen. Don't think that he's not watching. Don't think that he doesn't have the power. Don't think that God don't know what you're doing. Don't think that he knows your weakness and his problems. He knows the devil trying to turn you around and move you around, but he's watching. In the book of Revelation, amen, notice how God does. He say, you know what? All the church, he say, you know what? There's one, you know, you're doing a good work. I love you. I know you do this. At the end of this podcast, go to the book of Revelation, read up on those churches. And he says one thing, we say, but there's this one thing. There's one thing. Amen. God watches you. Amen. He don't knock you down. Amen. He watches you try to find good in whatever you're doing. He said, oh, you're doing good here. You're doing good here. He said, but there's one thing now you're going to have to correct. Isn't that good? He gave us repentance. He told us in all the church, he said, I gave them space to repent. I gave them space. God does give you a chance to turn it around and walk away from it. God let us move on from a situation. Amen. You can do it. Oh, yeah, you can do it. You got power to do it. You got power within you. Now we're going to our studio at the bottom of the hour. Now we want to, amen, to hear what you have to say. Some of you have many experiences. That's why, amen, we love this show. Amen. We are iron sharpening iron, many of us. Amen. Everybody's not the same. Now, no. Everybody's not the same. Not the same. God loves a variety. He got all kind of different trees, different animals. He got different birds. Amen. He got mountainous places, some areas of flat land. God loves variety. So everybody does not speak the same language. Amen. So God loves varieties. Amen. So that's why he does. Don't judge nobody. Amen. Don't you judge anybody. Amen. But we all, amen, have our willingness. We all have our times where we feel God don't love us. God might not, nobody don't care for us. Amen. We are all this in this thing by ourselves. Yes, we're human. You're human. So in your movement, maybe from town, from town to town, or maybe now from job to job, career to career, amen. How you think about it? What do you do? Maybe you have made that transition. You have made that move. You want to share with us here, amen, on Doctrine of Truth. Share with us here, amen, that you can share with your brother, your sister. You may call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Those of you, amen, know how we work here in this broadcast. You always press 1 and we'll holler up. We'll give you an area code and I'll call your last 4 digits. Amen. We will not call your name because all these broadcasts are being recorded, being used for study. Amen. Many people have been blessed and been helped by your comments. Even after this show, amen, you can go on blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, amen, and you pull up Doctrine of Truth, and you type in the subject, you'll see all the different expos of different subjects been recorded and brought through, and listen to them again, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Or you can go to our Facebook, go to our page as well, our website, www.jciministries.org. Go down to the bottom of the page, and on Sundays, you get a pre-recorded Facebook broadcast as well as blog talk radio. Amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone if you have a comment, a scripture, a song, a hymn. Amen. If we can't answer it, maybe someone else can answer it. Or come back and email me or text. Amen. We'll try to get back with you and find the answer. Amen. But we're reaching out on common ground. Amen. We can't give you any grade or diploma for these comments. But we're only here to help one another. Amen. Help one another through life. Walking from day to day, that you can utilize these broadcasts to help someone else. Help someone else as they walk this journey. Those of you that's in Christ, we always say, amen, find out exactly why you have that Bible that you have and get in one of the mainstream Bibles and be careful, amen, as you get Bibles. Amen. There are many Bibles out there. Amen. But you—that's one of your big investments. amen, your Bible dictionary, get your Bible concordance, amen, get your reference Bible, amen, and your study Bible. And if possible, amen, you might get you some Bible tapes that you can hear the scriptures being read to you. Sometime when you read the Bible, but if you can hear, amen, that Paul said, those that have an ear to hear, amen, let them hear what the Spirit says unto the church, amen. In the book of Revelation, I'm sorry, but it's the Gospel according to John, said those that have an ear to hear, sometimes you can hear things click as well, amen. So if you have one of the mainstream Bibles, you know, the King James, Amplified Bible, New American Standard, and the New International Bible. And you can look at these Bibles at John 3:16, amen, or even the book of Revelation. And you can put them and line them up, amen, and see what the translations are, amen, the history of the Bibles, amen. So you can feel confident in your studies, because you will probably be challenged by some false teachers and false groups, and their whole objective is to pull you over to their side of life. Amen. They'll find through somebody you think that really love you and care for you, want to lead you into a group that do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. They do not believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Amen. They want to fight you in the scriptures. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We are, amen, at the time now. We open up the studio. Your comments and questions, song, vision, or dreams, amen, into the show. Amen. You can push one on the phone. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. As you push one on your phone, you don't hang up, just push one. Amen. And be just talking, just like you're talking to someone else. Amen, that you normally do. Amen. And, amen, all these different area codes, amen, that we have here, 954-561-850, amen, 305s, and many more area codes that usually come in. And some that's already might be listening right now through the computer itself. Amen. But don't be... whatever question, we don't fight anyone. We're not about, amen, fighting or arguing the scriptures. Amen. We are just coming down at the grassroots level discussing information, amen, from our heart and our mind. You might not even know the Bible scripture, but you can, people know when you're speaking from the Bible. Amen. But it's one thing you can do most of all is making sure, amen, it's a help to you. Or you can help someone else. Amen. Jesus died. We are givers. We give our life. We give. And we are givers. Amen. Amen. All right. Press one on your phone. Okay. We are givers. If someone say, well, what, are you a Christian? Say, yeah. And the first thing they have in their mind, a Christian, they supposed to give. Oh, they givers. They supposed to give, and without even they want to. If you say no, they might feel that you're not a Christian. But you can say no sometimes. Amen. But you Jesus said, amen, that, you know, he give. He gave his life. God gave his son. Amen. We give to others. And that's our job. Many times we give our life, we give our talk, amen, but we are givers. You have that spirit in you. You have the Holy Spirit, amen. He that is in you, God is in you. And sometimes people take that and they throw God up, and they know you're a giver, amen. They feel that, oh, they know you do that because you are a giver, amen. You try to help people. And in these times, you can only do what you can do you don't destroy your home or your family. Amen. Because that does not what God wants you to do. God restoring your life and help restoring your life. Amen. The enemy want to come and tear your life down. Transitioning. We're transitioning. We're moving on. You're moving from one area to another. Spiritually, you must grow as a tree. Amen. We're like a tree planted. Amen. You be planted in God's word. Last year, if you thought about it, last year, what you was doing last year, amen, year before that, amen, you have more understanding about being with Christ than you had last year. You should be a growing this thing. It should be a growing situation. You should have more appetite for God as time goes on. Amen. You don't have to worry about people fall away from you. If they see that you're changing and moving, amen, mentally and physically, more, I guess, more towards church life, they'll slowly move away. The world see your transition. They see that you're moving away. All right? Amen. Moving on, that's a part of forgiveness. It's a part of repentance. Amen. When we come to Christ, amen, you are able. You've made the ability. You have the power in you. Amen. We have the power in you. Amen. Socially, amen, we have to be careful. If people demand so much out of you because you're a Christian, amen, you should begin to meditate on, are they really for me or are they against me? In these last days, amen, learn now. You're making your adjustment. You're making your adjustment. Amen. Learn now. Amen. We said last year, a year before last, amen, the things that was coming out of the economy, you learn from that. But now we got to learn through this. Everybody, saved and unsaved. And thank God he's for us. Push one on your phone. We don't want to eliminate any comments. Amen. This is your time. Amen. You want to be able to help someone, those that in Christ. Amen. For the first time. And amen. You're looking for spiritually making a decision. Amen. If it doesn't feel right, when we say it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel, amen, to you that if you make a decision, and we always make a decision, you always make a decision, amen. After this broadcast, maybe you're going to do some things or go shopping, amen, go walking on the beach, go fishing, go golfing, playing ball, whatever. You make a decision, amen. You get up in the morning, you decide what time you're going to get, what kind of show you're going to look at, amen. Always make a decision. But when it gets to the point where you feel that you're in it by yourself, in other words, if the situation doesn't work out right, amen, and it's all your fault, amen, and it's going to cause maybe your salvation or things like that, and or maybe somebody that caused something that caused you to fall, and you living right, you walking upright, amen, don't worry about it, because you have to lean and depend on the scriptures. The Bible is there for you. Proverbs 24:16 say, for a just man fall 7 times and rise up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. The wicked man not going to make it. Amen. Living right means something. Amen. David said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. All right, we're getting close to the our time because we always like to go into prayer. Amen. But we're opening it up and always leave it open for comments. Amen. To help someone else. Help someone else. But most of all, you do the best you can with what you know when you keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying and listen to God. Amen. Listen to what he has through the Holy Spirit, through his spirit. How he speak? He speak through people. He speak through people. He work through people. That's the way he did with the prophets. Amen. They brought a word. Amen. God told them, and he trusted those men and women to tell exactly what he told them to say. Amen. That's what a prophet is. God get a word. Amen. And he trusts them. He had tried them out first. He tried them out, and he know, amen, that what they're going to carry a word, just like a message. Amen. So God worked through people, men and women. Amen. He worked through men and women, through circumstances sometimes. But he warned you. He let you know. In the book of Revelation, he say, I gave him space. One thing about God, he give us space to make that move from one area of life to another area, and it will be successful. You will be successful. Amen. A just man can fall, but you don't go out there and plan to fall. Don't go out there and plan that, oh, I'm going to do to tempt God. This don't work out. All right, if it don't work out, I ain't worried about it. Amen. God going to forgive me, and I get up and no, don't do that. He didn't mean that. He didn't mean that. And those that are in Christ, we know. Amen. God doesn't mean that. All right, you can press one on your phone. I think we can take three more callers. Then we're going to have to go into prayer. Amen. You can always review these messages again. Amen. We're talking about transitioning. Talking about moving on. Amen. We're at 850-2337.
Good afternoon. God bless you, Bishop. I was just listening to, you know, trends. That means you're moving. You can't go to two places, either up or down. You pray in Jesus' name. You ask God to move you by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit don't make no mistakes. And when you live by the Holy Spirit, if something happens positive, you really can't take credit for it. The Holy Spirit makes you smarter than what you know. Because you're led by the Spirit. You're going to walk in the Spirit. Do what needs to be done. I kind of like all the things that I need to be doing. Sometimes I don't do them, but the things I want to do, I lust to do them. That's not right for me. I just got to keep asking God to correct me, help me to walk in safety, walk in the Spirit. For the Holy Spirit don't make no mistakes. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. All right, God bless you. God bless you. We can take two more callers now. Press one on your phone. Amen. God will help us. Amen. Jesus came on this earth. He know what it means. Amen. Hebrews 10 chapter say, he say, amen. God prepared him a body. God came down. Amen. In flesh. Amen. He didn't sin, but he came down, born of a man. Amen. Born of a woman. Amen. But he didn't sin. But he knows about temptation. He knows, amen, what the enemy tried to do. We're always wrestling with temptation. We're always wrestling. All right. Press one on your phone. We can take two more callers. Amen. We're talking about, amen, what you've done, what you think can be done, help somebody else, amen, and begin to walk this land, amen. In these times like these, everybody have debt. Times like these, everybody have some kind of problem with Mother Nature, hurricanes, weather, storms, amen, and floods, amen, all type of things that are happening. Can happen to you sometime. Amen. We can make our own problems. You know, things come in threes. One, we can make our own problems. All right. We may have our own problems. And also, amen, the world around us, our surroundings can create things for us. They can create things for our associations. Can create situation for us. Amen. Then we have what we're going through now, a lot of weather and storms and Mother Nature, you might say it, but Jesus said so. That's what we should feel confident in. Jesus already said so. Push one on your phone, brethren. Amen. We're get ready to go into prayer here. About another 5 minutes, I believe, another 5 minutes. Amen. We're going to go into prayer for all of our brothers and sisters. Amen. That's in Christ. Amen. Those that God have not forgotten. God has not turned his back on us. Amen. But we have, he has given us two legs, two arms, the brain. Amen. He has given us, amen, the Bible. And it's up to us. There's so much God gave us free will. That's how love is. Love gives us free will. Choose salvation. And the enemy tried to come in and take away that. Amen. Some false information. That's what he did in the garden. Amen. Challenge Eve. Amen. Challenge Eve in the word. Amen. You were challenged, you. But you have to learn how to turn it loose and let it go. Amen. If you do it with Christ, you can't lose. You can't lose. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord according to his purpose. If you love the Lord, you got a good chance. You have a good chance. Amen. All right, push one on the phone. We're getting ready to wind down and broadcast now. Closing out. Amen. There's some things we have to watch for at the end of this broadcast. Tomorrow, today, amen. You might be making a situation or change, but Jesus is there. We can't put that doctrine that the devil gave us back the human race back in the garden, and he was trying to dialogue with Eve and questioning Eve. Say, Eve, the day that you eat of you'll be God. You know more than God. You know more than God. And that's the doctrine you got to get out of. You have to get out of the doctrine. I know more than this. I know more than that. Amen. I put my pants on just like he do. Amen. All those things that, those comments, and it doesn't work without Christ. Amen. God gave you knowledge. The Holy Spirit will give you knowledge, but you can survive. You can survive and be successful here on earth. Amen. Amen. You lay down tonight, amen, with $1 million in pocket, get up in the morning, you still got $1 million. You lay down tonight with no money, you get up with no money. You lay down tonight sick, you get up sick. Whatever state, amen, you is on this earth, that does not mean that your salvation is lost because you don't have no money. Does not mean your salvation is lost because you're not healed. It does not mean salvation is lost because you don't have a job. No. That has nothing to do with God save you. God saved you by grace, and you accepted that. And once God accepted that, now he wants to move you into a purpose that you can help others, help the world. And if you was a loser when you came here, he wants to get rid of the losing attitude. Amen. He wants to get rid of the things that you thought. It didn't help you then. It's not going to help you now. So that's why in Christ, God is a winner. Holy Spirit is a winner. He's not a loser. Amen. He can make the ninth inning. Amen. In sports, he can make the last second of any game to turn around and make you a winner. Amen. God loved you. He cared for you. Amen. All right. We're getting ready. I guess we better go into prayer, brethren, those that want to go with us in prayer. Amen. We're talking about the moving on. Amen. Mentally, you have to move on. But that's where the battleground is. All right, 850-237.
Once again, Father God, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Lord, everything that we do, we lean not on our own understanding. But we acknowledge you and that the Holy Spirit directs our path. Thank you for Bishop tonight. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for this hour of power. Thank you, Lord, for the less fortunate, the crippled, blind, crazy, the deep, deaf, dumb, homeless, and hungry, sick and shut in, sick and suffering person, Lord, the person that's confused, mixed up, that don't know Jesus, Lord, let us reach him and touch him. Let them know it's going to be all right. But, Lord, one day with you is like a thousand on this earth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. We're going to take two more quick prayers. Amen. First one, Bible say, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he is in the midst. Amen. We're way over two or three. Amen. Four or five. Amen. We're way over. Amen. Jesus is in the midst. The Holy Spirit is with us. Amen. Hope he's feeding your spirit that you can be successful. Amen. That's what God wants, to be successful. The only thing holding you back is you. Amen. Those lazy spirit, doubtful spirits, that's what the enemy use. Amen. All right. All right, one comment about the different Bible studies that we go through. Paul says in 2 Timothy, amen. Paul said in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse, that all scriptures are given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, as teaching, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Amen. So, in every good work. So, when we use from different scriptures, from different books of the Bible, and going from the Old Testament is the schoolmaster, the elementary school. Amen. The history of things. Amen. Jesus made it a little bit easier for us to understand. We all came out of Judaism. We all came out of occult groups, amen, where you had to give a physical sacrifice. You had to give up some physical sacrifice, amen, a dog, an animal, amen. Sometimes people had they believe in giving up their children, these different groups, amen. So sacrifice and offering and idolatry is big in the religious world. But Jesus took all that away. Jesus gave his life to God. So we don't have to pay that. We don't have to pay for our life. Jesus paid for it. But what he wants you to do, amen, to give, not of your work, amen. He wants you to give and help other people. We are givers. Nothing more. Realize you are a giver. Amen. The world know it, but you have to learn how to monitor yourself. Not to give out everything. All right, Father, we thank you tonight, today, wherever this broadcast will be held. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you stretch your hand upon these people. Oh God, we bind Satan's hand. We bind the works that they're trying to do against them. Oh God, they're here. Oh God, we're here among this circle. Oh God, from all these area codes and all these numbers, oh Lord, to strengthen them where they're weak. And we bind Satan's hand. He try to come after them when they're weak. But Lord, you just, the angel of God, you stand for them. And no weapons form against America. No weapons form against democracy. No weapons form against the church. Oh God, we'll prosper. Because you said the gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates of hell shall not prevail against your people. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Psalms 134 says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and be blessed to the Lord. Amen. Until next time, amen. Love Jesus Christ with all your heart, your mind, and soul. Amen. Remember, you're a giver. Amen. And God not going to take it back. He's a giver. Till next time, God bless you.